Interest in the occult is booming. Even the most casual perusal of books, television shows, movies, music, and websites will uncover an amazing amount of occult material available for young and old alike. Many of the offerings are subtle in their presentation, with titles and descriptions that include highbrow words such as esotericism, metaphysics, quantum mysticism, Rosicrucianism, and theosophy. Nothing scary sounding there. They could be courses offered in a college catalog. In fact, they probably are. On the other end of the spectrum are the scarier-sounding hardcore occult topics, such as witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, and Satanism. In between are all manner of tamer occult diversions, such as astrology, white magic, fortune-telling, divination, and necromancy, communicating with the dead. The one thing all these subjects and many more have in common, and what makes them appealing to so many people, is the promise of hidden knowledge. Who doesn't want to unlock the secrets of the universe? Who wouldn't like to know how to conjure up a better job, more money, a true love? Who wouldn't want to talk to their dear deceased Aunt Flo and discover what it's like on the other side? Apparently, quite a few. In recent years, there has been a tremendous uptick in the number of people participating in occult activities. A number of factors are responsible, including a falling away from traditional religion, the need to fill a spiritual void with something new and exciting, and easy access to how-to manuals. Need a love spell? Just ask Google. While all of this is great news for freelance witches, television mediums, online fortune tellers, and other occult vendors, it has become disastrous for many individuals who have left themselves open to evil forces by immersing themselves, or merely dabbling, in the dark arts. The occult is dangerous. Ouija boards, seances, mediums, tarot cards, spells, curses, satanic rites, and rituals, all of these things facilitate the crossing over of evil spirits into the human realm, your realm. And once you attract malevolent spirits into your life, they're really, really hard to get rid of. Hanging out with you and making your life miserable is a whole lot more fun than going back to where they came from. One exorcist related that a demon he was expelling from a woman begged to stay because he feared punishment from the master for failing. Sometimes it's possible for a person to get rid of the trouble on their own, depending on the level and intensity of the spirit activity. This might involve burning all occult paraphernalia, reciting prayers of deliverance, and or making a major lifestyle change like moving to a new location. Other times, the help of a professional, a clergyman, exorcist, demonologist, or gifted paranormal expert is needed to banish the tormentors. In all instances, the individual must be predisposed to renouncing the occult activity. If there ever was an example of a slippery slope, it is in the realm of the occult. A person, we'll call her Amy, starts with, let's say, having her palm read. The next day, Amy runs into an old boyfriend, just like the palm reader said. Well, she said a surprise would come her way. Close enough. Amy's appetite is whetted. She picks up a book on ceremonial magic and performs a candle spell for good fortune. Later, she finds a $5 bill on the floor of her car. Woo-hoo! She must be onto something. The next week, while shopping at Toys R Us for her niece's birthday, she spots a Ouija board nestled among the other board games. What the heck? She buys Hungry Hippos for her niece and the Ouija for herself.